Well, things are afoot in sports. As you heard there in the update, the Giannis trade might not involve a third team now, which has me has an emotion bubbling up for me that I did not expect. But we'll get to that. I was like, wait, what? We'll get to that coming up.
It's now there's a tear coming to the eye. It's a different, kind of emotion.
No, it's, you know. Well, you know, you just, we'll get to it coming up. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good weekend? And you were going to play some golf. I know that. Did you play some golf?
I played golf on Friday. Buddy asked me to help him out with a foursome. Going to play for, it was at his club where there was a fundraiser for the Evans Scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
So got to play in that. That was great. Always good times playing with my buddy, Brad Grava. So,
Grava.
Yeah. And I played reasonably well, although I'm surprised I scored well. I didn't think I played all that well. And I look at the scores, I'm like, oh, that's not bad. So that was good. And then, you know, a lot of baseball to watch over the weekend. My mom came over on Friday to watch the dog while I was out golfing. So hung out with her for a couple hours after that. And then it was her birthday on Saturday. So I went and saw her actually last night. So we took her out to dinner because Father's Day with my brother. So birthday. Yeah, we just had a good time. Good weekend. Yours?
It was good. Got up north and had a good weekend with some friends and scrambled back yesterday to watch a little baseball and had a overall very good weekend. So thank you for asking.
Did you golf?
I did. And I think I was the opposite of you. I felt like I hit the ball well and I didn't score well.
Where'd you play?
Hidden River. I know Hidden River's nice. Great. If you've never been like Hidden River is like a middle class in terms of price for up there, but the payoff, it's in great shape.
Nice course.
It's beautiful.
It's in great shape,
you
too.
And I are, yeah, you and I are a big Hidden River fan. So Brutus, Michigan, it's a little bit of a, not much of a drive from the Petoskey Harbor Springs area, but.
No, it's about a half hour.
Yep.
At best.
Depending on where you're coming from.
That's true.
End of the day, it was just, had a good time. Had a very, very good time. Finished strong-ish.
Ish. Okay.
Finished strong ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. I shot a 50 on the front and came put it together in the back. I went through a stretch where I lost 5 golf balls in 2 holes.
Ooh.
Yeah. And that'll ruin a round. That'll turn a decent round into a 50. I was like bogey, 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 bogey. Then I lost 5 golf balls in 2 holes.
I'm on a little bit of a stretch here.
Yeah, you are. He's white hot, people.
Where I don't think I've lost a golf ball in the last 2 rounds I played.
Yeah.
Which for me isn't incredible. But then again, I mean, the courses I've played are kind of wide open like that. There's not a ton of trouble where you'd be, you know, searching for your lost golf ball. But nonetheless, it makes me feel good.
Attaboy.
I avoided the water in the few water holes I were.
Okay. Me?
You?
Me? I'm surprised he's even still here. Jemai Jones. I'm surprised he's even still here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought AJ kind of laid out a bit of a roadmap and said without saying what he might be thinking. If I'm guilty of reading too much into what he said, so be it. You know, sometimes you have to read between the lines. And he goes out and he goes 2 for 4 this weekend, including a game-saving leg-out single with 2 outs and nobody on in the 9th. Down a run, and good for him. He got roundly booed all weekend, and I was thinking about it. Like, I think what really bothers people, in amongst the lack of production, like that's the number one thing. Yeah, the fact that he keeps getting used and got his first 2 hits of the month, first 2 hits basically in a month, damn near, this past weekend, is he pinch hits a lot for Kerry Carpenter, and Kerry Carpenter is a guy who is not like an established superstar, but he's a little bit of a hero here in Detroit for postseason home runs, right? I mean, for that one he hit in Cleveland. And, you know, his name is associated with one of the great Tiger moments of the last few years, and it feels as though Jemai Jones is frequently pinch hitting for Kerry Carpenter. Now, yesterday it was McKinstry, right?
I believe so.
Because Carpenter was in the game.
Yeah, he pitched it from McKinstry. Yeah.
And that, I mean, I don't think that people fully expect McKinstry, with all respect to, he was an all-star last year, but McKinstry's not a guy that I think people have huge offensive expectations for.
No, but I mean, we expect Zach McKinstry to be better this year than what he has been. He's been horrible this year, as has Jamai Jones. Jamai Jones has actually been worse. But these are the last guys. These are guys at the end of your roster. Mm-hmm. McKinstry's maybe thought of way more than that. You know, he seems like to be their super sub. He plays everywhere, and yet he's not hitting this year. But he had two hits last night. So, you know, it's a lot of what have you done for me lately? What did your eyes tell you last? But I mean, the longer view is that neither of these players has really contributed for the Tigers this year, and particularly it's Jamai Jones. But when he legged out that base hit yesterday, and you know, look, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to, you know, beat it down the line when there's two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning and you're in trouble here. Good for him. He did. And you know, if you want to look at Montgomery, the shortstop at the time, who made probably lollygagged a little bit. Okay, whatever. That's his fault. I don't care. Do the little things you have to do. Little things matter in baseball. Little things matter in life. Everything. And it's a little thing like that that has the White Sox going, we just blew that game. Jamai Jones beats it out and then goes first to third and then comes home and ties the game in the bottom of the ninth inning. All this happened with two outs. So give him credit. Nice job.
I give him credit, yeah. But I mean,
I still think he should be
DFA.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. And you know, he probably won't get DFA today, but
probably not.
You know, I'm shocked he's here, and I don't understand it other than they must still think, like, we've seen corrections.
Yeah.
And, you know, guys starting to hit the ball better. And are they expecting the same thing to happen with Jamai Jones?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to figure something out. Like, is he hitting the ball patience, hard, man, and it's just hitting it right at people? I've seen a couple of those, but I haven't seen an overabundance of it. He struck out 7 times in his last 18 at bats, so that's not a good strikeout rate. So, I mean, there's that to it. He's only drawn 2 walks during that time, but it's 18 at bats. It's not a terrible walk rate, I guess. But you're waiting for him to. What they're waiting for is to see what they saw last year, because he was so damn good last year with an OPS well over 900 against lefties. That's what they're waiting to see. They think he's the same player. But as we're going on this season, you know, it's been a minute. You know, it's 89 at bats for him. Most of those are leveraged against lefties. I think he's only got like 15 at bats against right-handed pitching, where he might have one hit, I think. But it's only 89 at bats, but it's 89 at bats. All right, we're getting into it. He's a pinch hitter only. Mm-hmm. And he's hitting 146 overall. It's slightly better against left-handed pitching, but it's still well below 200, and his OPS is pathetic. I want him to be successful. I would love for him to go out and, you know, every time he comes up, you got a chance to see him put it in the gap or draw a walk or whatever the case, or have a productive out at least. But it hasn't been the case. And I'm not sure why they're so reluctant to promote somebody from Toledo for the same role. I'm just looking for a guy who's going to hit left-handed pitching, man. That's it. I don't need somebody to come up and be the superstar player. I'm not looking to. I don't need to promote one of the top prospects just for this role. And I can see down the road where there's a path for Max Clark, who's heating up. That Max Clark might get a chance to play with a big club at some point. We'll see. But it's these other guys they have. They've got a bunch of these outfielders that have great OPS against left-handed pitching. And I don't think any of them are necessarily thought of as being the future of the Detroit Tigers. So I'm not sure why they're doing what they're doing, other than I think they're being maybe stubborn at this point. Like, and they're telling themselves this. We've seen it before. We've seen it. But we know it's going to happen, or we think it's maybe not. No, we think it's going to happen. It's going to click for him. He just needs a little bit more time. But I mean, this runway with Jamai Jones staying with the Tigers, this runway is as long as that runway in Fast and Furious movie where they were fighting on the plane on the runway as it's ready to take off. And that was like a 15-minute scene. No runway is that long, except for maybe Jamai Jones's runway.
Yeah, it's a great analogy, even though I didn't see the movie. But to describe that runway, it's a plane going down a runway for 15 minutes.
It's like forever, man. It's like at least a 10-minute
Well, the battle
scene.
Plays itself out. That's yeah. fantastic. Well, that's a great analogy for what the runway Jamai Jones has had. But he got roundly booed. The fans voiced their displeasure, and Jamai talked about it afterwards, and it was interesting to hear what he had to say. We'll play it for you. And also, I mean, one of the questions is, are you even booing Jamai? Are you booing AJ Hinch? Are you booing Scott Harris? 248-539-9797. We'll have an update from the Dylan Larkin Trade Center News Aggregate Blitz Thingy News Desk. That's coming up a little bit later on. Additionally, the Giannis trade might not involve Detroit as a third team at all. That's the latest reporting from Shams, and we'll get into that as our show continues on a Monday. Oh, yeah, Champ and Chump. We do it every Monday. Who should be considered the Champ and Chump of the weekend? We'll have our nominations today at 10:30.